all right, show is officially on the air. Boom. Okay, we're actually here. But here's the deal. The camera looks real messed up, guys.
It might not.
It might not be messed up. But the camera looks real messed up.
I think it's fine.
I just want y'all to brace yourselves for what you're about to see.
I think it's fine.
Looks good. Okay.
Looks pretty good. You're a little far.
Do I feel fatter?
Feel like you're a little far.
No, don't touch it. It's fine where it was. No, Destiny? See, there's, you don't see the Destiny, man.
You don't see the Destiny?
You don't see it. I think we're close.
Nah, we're fine.
Why is it so blurry?
Paulin, if you knew
what you had just done to us. We don't know. We don't know.
Let's fuck with it again, man. Manual focus.
No,
let's go.
Don't. You touched it. Now it's messed up
again. I
didn't
touch shit.
You're at an angle.
I am.
I look chonk.
Do you feel chonk?
Every day. But, like, I look thick.
Thick boy?
Not thick like T-H-I-C-C. Like,
it's
I look thick.
Out, man. It's all the way.
Why do you keep pushing it farther towards me?
Because you're the main part of the show.
This is better.
Why is that better?
I look less big. I look kind of your size now.
I can't tilt.
Can I hold on. Let me show you.
If I tilt, the world will end.
This is what the camera looks like. All right?
How's that working?
It's not working great because this thing is in the way. Hold on, chat. Look at it. All right.
It looks super normal.
Like,
that looks like nothing's wrong. Look, I don't think anything's wrong.
Dude, look at it. It's cameras filming cameras, dude.
Oh, man, they're like having sex with their eyes. This is the closest they can to have sex.
What, the cameras?
Yeah.
No, we could, like, mash them into each other or something.
Dude. I don't think that counts. I think that's more pain than pleasure.
Well, it depends on what the cameras are into, and I don't judge them.
That's
so.
A good point.
So, yeah, anyway, you'll just get used to this new angle. It's fine.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God!
So I bought a 12-pack last night.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to say I was going to drink 6 last night and 6 tonight.
Uh-huh.
I drank 6 last night. I forgot about the drinking before the show.
Okay.
So I needed another beer. So instead of getting another 6-pack, I got this. Which is 2 beers.
It's a 24-ounce can of Coors Light right there, dude.
What's a 40? 40 ounce?
Yeah, it's 40 ounces.
God damn.
Yeah, that's what real men drink, dude. It's a real men drink. You should have got yourself a 40 of Coors Light.
I should have.
The king can balling up.
I don't think they make that. You think they make that?
I don't think so. I think 40s are like really bad beer. I think that's it.
Mm.
Like, I don't think you're going to get anything that's smaller than a, or bigger than that in a name brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can get a 40 for like $1.24, but it's bad. Keystone Ice.
Why are your decorations taking up my side
table?
Please
don't move those decorations. They're very difficult, all right?
Why are they difficult?
Here, I'll just give it to me. I'll just hand you your beer when you need it.
No.
Come on, man. Yeah, no. Just put it there.
You're going to have to click the mouse. It's
no,
gonna fall.
Put it there. I won't move it. Put it right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. He's ignoring me.
That's dangerous.
That works great.
It's dangerous. Right. I'm going to hit it now.
Feed him? He needs it since he has less beer? No. Goblin, no.
Feed me?
Don't go down this road. Just move on.
I just want to stop.
No,
where
just move
that
on.
Began.
Just
yeah.
move on.
I don't want to go.
You don't want to go down this road, okay? I promise you. You don't want to go down this road. You want to go down this road, don't you?
I kind of do.
Yeah, I know you want to go down. Don't.
What does the Hulk approves thing means?
That's an inside joke. Okay?
I mean, I saw the Marvel bit. You played that on Friday, I feel like.
I did.
And that was the day I was at home, and I stopped in for a
did
second.
Did you see me yelling Hulk approves the entire time? Hey, Loyal.
Well, you didn't yell it.
Hulk
not that
approves.
I saw. But you kept clicking the emote in the game to where he would say it.
Yeah, that's hilarious. You didn't find that funny?
That was pretty good.
Okay.
I left. I had to work.
Okay.
How you doing over there, man?
Here, try one of these.
No.
Just try one.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
Come on, man.
Not gonna do it. So wait, it's mystery. There's good and bad in them?
Each color could be something good or something bad. It's 50-50 chance, no matter what.
I'm going to go for the worst-looking one.
Okay.
In just thinking that...
Just pop it in there, man.
I made a bad decision.
That's toasted marshmallow or stink bug.
It's the marshmallow.
Boom!
Yeah, nice, dude.
Boom!
Nice job, dude.
My logic worked out.
Yeah, yeah. You want to try another one?
Mm-mm. Stink bug?
Yeah. I think you should do this one. Because it's either toothpaste or it's berry, which really isn't that bad. Why am I giving you... No, I'm going to save this one for me. I'm gonna save the good ones.
Well, what's
you just want to spin the wheel?
Sure.
You just spin the wheel, man. Just give it a good old fashioned spinner.
What the fuck does this mean?
It's like whatever it lands on.
God damn it.
Okay, it landed on a strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah, here you go. Let's try that one out.
How do you make dead fish jelly bean?
I told you not to go down this road.
Please tell me they don't actually have dead fish in it.
Most people just assume that whatever it smells like is what they made it taste like. So like stink bug, they just made it taste like it smelled. So I'm guessing dead fish smells like it tastes. I had a dog food one earlier. It wasn't good. I did that for everyone. They have no smell. They thought of everything.
That's not strawberry.
Is it peach? See, these two look very similar. Like, these two are technically different.
What's the bad one of peach?
Vomit.
That one does taste sweet. Like, I mean, how bad are the bad ones?
Oh, you'd know.
I would know?
Oh, you'd know.
So what are the options? Peach and strawberry banana?
No, it was peach and barf, or strawberry banana smoothie and dead fish.
I can probably taste a strawberry banana smoothie in what I just ate.
Okay, well, that's probably what you had. Dude, you're 2-0.
I'm not going again.
All right, man. I don't blame you.
3's my unlucky number.
I don't blame you, man. I think you were smart. You gave people more than they deserved by eating two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you got off easy. And that also means that there's two less good ones in there for me later. So thanks for that, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yep. It means my odds on those are there. Popcorn flavor was gross. Yeah, they have... here are the flavors. You can have either Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks, coconut or spoiled milk. I had spoiled milk earlier today.
How was that?
Not that bad. I've had worse. Toasted marshmallow or stink bug. I had stink bug today.
Bad? Good?
Not great, but not awful. Okay?
What's the worst one that you've had?
Chocolate pudding or canned dog food. That was the worst
one.
That was the worst
one. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was the worst one.
Yeah, that's not good.
Buttered popcorn or rotten egg. I haven't had either of those. Both of those actually sounds horrendous, no matter what. So, juicy pear or booger, which either of those is probably going to be good. All right? Strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish. I got the strawberry banana smoothie like you did, which means I think there's only dead fish left, right?
Probably.
Blueberry, berry blue or toothpaste. I had a toothpaste. Tasted like toothpaste. Birthday cake or dirty dishwater. Didn't have that. Or peach and barf. Those are the options. Menace is saying do a hat trick and try the dog food.
I'm not doing that.
You don't want to.
I'm telling you, no. 3 is my unlucky number. Well, I guaranteed we'll take a bad
But
one.
What if you three-peat?
I won't.
But what if you do?
Then I three-peat, and then I'm what in if, the same position I am right now.
What if you three-peat?
Nothing you can say or do.
Wait, hold on.
Will get me to take a third one.
What if Menace mails you a Super Bowl-esque three-peat ring?
He won't do that.
What if he does, though? Would you do it then?
But he won't.
What if he does, though?
It just has hypothetically. To be worth at least $100.
Well, I would think it would have diamonds in it. Rubies, maybe? What's your team colors?
You said Super Bowl-esque.
What's your team colors?
That makes me think knockoff, meaning...
What's your team colors, man?
Who?
No, what Loyal, team? Get out of here. No, you were team.
No
Who
team?
Are you?
Me?
Yeah, what's Team Colby's
Black
colors?
And gray.
So... Like chocolate diamonds.
Like my personality, attitude, and soul.
You have a gray soul.
Yeah, man.
Some reason a gray soul is worse.
It's like mediocre.
Menace guarantees he'll do it. He says he'll mail you a ring.
No, he won't.
He says he will, dude. No, you call Menace a liar?
I am absolutely.
Why would you call him
a liar,
dude?
One, is it going to be metal or plastic?
Look, he's going to send you that, dude. Look, a New England Patriots ring. You could dress up like Tom Brady and Britt would have her way with you, dude. It's probably a fantasy. Look at this.
It's $8.
Look, what if he mailed you this ring right here? That's actually disgusting. That's only $8, by the way. Look at this. $8 for that thing.
Yeah, no, not worth it.
You're thinking about it. Stop. You should have went with it. I'm just helping our audience because I know they want you to, but don't
I know.
Do it.
I should do it for the show.
I mean, the beer's going to wash it. Push it down
give
with
it.
Brown.
Just give it.
You shouldn't do this, man. I'm just going to pick a brown, all right? It's either pudding or it's dog food. If you three-peat this...
I won't.
You're going to have to do a victory dance.
Guaranteed I won't.
Everything, dude.
I will not dance in victory.
Okay. Touchdown dance? You would know.
That's pudding.
Dude, he three-peated, dude! Oh, my God!
That one's good.
Oh, my God, dude! What a legend! I'm not doing one goblet. I only do it for money.
Menace, I expect that ring.
Menace, if you send that ring, I guarantee you I will wear that one a day, and I'm not going to tell him it arrived and wait till him to notice that I'm wearing it.
It will never happen. I barely noticed your wedding ring.
It's true. I had to do this. I can't believe he three-peated, dude. Mm. You got to dab or something. Isn't that what you do after a touchdown? Mm-mm. You ever dabbed in your life, man?
Sadly.
Why?
Probably in sarcasm. I hope.
You said the word sarcasm very weird.
Sarcasm.
It's like a chasm, but with SARS in it.
The SARS chasm. I'm actually excited to play this game tonight.
Are you?
A little bit.
Are you? I've been waiting for you to mention it all night, you know, so we can just get into the October mood, dude. Yeah, let's get into it, bro. We got some new listeners. They don't know the Halloween spooks.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen.
I hate
you. Ooh, wow, ooh. Tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window.
Yep, you got it, man. 67275.
65. What?
Don't worry about Minnesota.
Oh,
we're talking about
zip code. It's on the bottom of the screen. Let's wait for the green one, I think.
Been waiting all year for this, man.
The worst time of year. Is that a dude gargling or is that a dude doing this?
That's not a dude at all.
That's a lady having an orgasm.
Is that what that is? I don't know if that's what that is.
From a ghost.
A ghost is inside her.
Yeah.
There he is, right there.
That was the dude having sex with the lady. Ooh, ooh.
Like, he messed up that take and they just left it in. And then he just starts singing.
I don't think any of these people give a shit.
No.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
Hey, man, they went right back into the chorus, though, dude.
So bad. We stop this.
It's only got 20 seconds left, man.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
And there's Halloween spooks outside my window.
None of them can sing well. Is that guy an owl?
Dude.
Like the one in the left headphone. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I mean, what else would he be?
A dude dying from syphilis? I don't know.
But yeah, it's October, man. We got the Halloween spooks. They're out. They're ready. You know, anytime we got to talk about Halloween, it's going to be... We got to get the spooks out, dude. It's a tradition.
No, it's not.
It is, dude. It's a tradition.
It's a shit tradition.
Stop it!
We'll fucking stab you. I'm going to stab you.
You only got to do it every show until November, and then we do the Christmas one from the same band. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That one's real bad.
All of them are bad.
Like, at least that one has a melody, if you can call it that. The Christmas one doesn't even make sense. It's bad. Spooks, dude.
I want to Inception your brain to forget these songs exist. If anything I could put into your brain, that would be it. Out of all the things.
That's the thing you'd choose?
That's the thing I'd fuck
Lil Jon has to replace it? Oh, I mean, I still got that in here, dude. I still got that in here, Lil Jon. All I really want for Christmas is everything on my list, baby. What are you going to be for Halloween, man?
I don't know. Hopefully nothing.
You're going to do something for Halloween, aren't you? You always do. You got friends.
Hopefully nothing.
Parties.
I mean, you remember what I did last Halloween?
No.
Nothing.
Oh, I'm sure you did something.
No, nothing.
I'm sure you did
something. Pretty sure we were planning on going out, and then one of us was either sick or didn't feel like it.
If you tell me I go to our website and I look at last year's Halloween episode, you're going to tell me there was nothing there that you didn't do?
Well, you probably need to listen to the one after Halloween.
Well, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Look, I didn't mean like Halloween episode like we actually do one.
Well, I meant like if you listen to the one before, then you'll probably hear me spouting off about shit we're going to do.
Okay.
But you need to hear the after to make sure I actually did it.
Really? We can only look at this at a 10 episodes at a time?
Well,
that's really how iTunes works.
Why is your website so shitty, bro?
This is iTunes.
I know. Why can't yours go back further?
I don't want people to listen to our old stuff.
You should.
Should we?
Yeah. You could probably search it on Twitch, couldn't you?
Yeah, that'd probably be smarter, but now I'm already
you're
back.
Here.
So, you know. All right, let's see. What do we got?
We got November 1st.
Halloween costumes and Halloween spooks, a movie mystery, plagues Colby the entire show. Oh, I remember that. Remember when you couldn't think of that movie and then like an hour goes by and then you just yell out the name?
Oh, yeah. I cannot remember the movie that I was trying to think of, though, right now.
Baseball sucks? True. Hockey sucks? True. Soccer sucks? True. Colby likes sports now. He's changed. Seth triggers Colby by revealing plot holes in Star Wars. The breakdown of Order 66. Colby triggers Seth by not caring about Avengers 4 theories. Time changes are confusing. Old duo videos. We do the same show every week.
Oh, yeah.
We do the same show every week.
But
dude,
it's funny, man. We're funny.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
November 1st. It says, Seth and Colby went and saw a movie together. Was the moon landing important? Okay, so this must have been when we went and saw Last Man or whatever.
Yes.
All right?
That would be what that is, yeah.
Seth's dead laptop battery. Seth is not a handyman. True. A mysterious exit. Seth and Colby become detectives. That sounds like us. Best burgers. First Game of Thrones details are released.
Oh, young naive us.
If only you could go back to November 1st, man.
God damn.
Who is Naomi Watts? How are the kids skilled enough to Fortnite dance? Those are really stupid things for us to
that
question.
This is a dumb show.
And then November 4th, Colby is Thor. No. You need to calm down. Americans got an extra hour. Time zones are super confusing. Seth hates the time change. Colby went to a gay bar. Sober Colby versus drunk Colby. DJ PM, maybe. The feline scale. Colby solo hosts again. Oh, I like it when that happens. The highest salaries at TV. The internet breaks. Seth is lasagna judge. Yeah, people were hating on me because I had lasagna for Christmas. 4th of July. We are done with J.J. Abrams. Seth is loving Red Dead. This is true. The Avatar logo is no longer papyrus. Gladiator 2 cannot be good. Manhunt scarred Seth. Okay.
God, those seem real recent topics, man.
Dude, we literally did that show 2 weeks ago. Not that show, but a show with those exact topics we did 2 weeks ago. Yeah. We've just been doing the same episodes for the last 6 months and bamboozling people to give us money somehow.
I guess.
Yeah. No, there's no guessing. That's what's happening.
Maybe that's why the money's gone down is because we do the same show.
It could be. Could be. It only took 4 months for us to get it this time, man.
It's all good.
It also could be because I've been asking people to give it to me instead because you claim that you're rich.
I don't claim that.
You say that you're rich all the time.
I don't ever claim that. Only to rub it in your face as a joke.
No, but you mean it when you say
it. I don't mean
My chat literally
yells
You're
the one who
it.
Calls me rich.
No, you say you're rich.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Am I in a parallel universe?
The only time I say I'm rich is when you...
Yeah, you can do exclamation point, quote, space, list, I think, Bettis.
I'm going to click your sink?
Dude, I don't know. We said that at some point.
Jesus.
I think Seth is trying to put words in your mouth to steal money because he's greedy. I don't need to put words in his mouth to steal money. Also, I earned that money. He doesn't deserve it.
Well, the man needs the money. I'm rich.
See? All right. Do I need to say anything else? All right. We got 400 trailers to watch. You just want to start going?
Let's go, man.
See? I got a new job. I'm rich. Quote 96.
Wow.
Thank you, Menace. Thank you. Okay. You want to just, you got a particular one you want to start with?
Birds of Prey, man. Let's do it.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay.
You know what a harlequin is? A harlequin's role is to serve. It's nothing without a master. No one gives two shits.
What the
fuck? It's Lizzie.
Is with her eyebrow?
The Joker and I broke up. I wanted a fresh start.
So
it turns out I wasn't the only Damon Gotham looking for emancipation.
Spectacular news! Miss Quinn, she belongs to me.
Who are you guys?
That's not how guns work.
Yeah, she's gonna be shot.
Yeah, she's dead. Quinn.
You need me!
He's after all of us now. None of us are walking out of here unless we work together.
What are we watching?
I think it's Ocean's 8.
Isn't this fun? It's just like a sleepover. We should order pizza. Big Cosmos. Harley, okay.
Who's having a good time?
Get ready, lady.
I'm in it for you, McGregor.
Oh, you're that psycho chick. I
never call a woman a chick. I'll accept broad lady woman. And on occasion, bitch.
Bitch? What are you talking about?
Hold that for me, will you?
That looks pretty good, man.
You're an idiot.
Admittedly, that looks pretty good.
That looks like one of the
it
biggest...
It could have looked worse.
That looks like one of the biggest pieces of dreck I've ever seen.
It could have looked on a way screen. Worse.
What is it?
It's a team-up movie.
If I showed you that trailer and I edited Ewan McGregor out of it,
11.
Would you say the same thing?
It's Ocean's 11. Absolutely not. Yeah. But, yeah, it's Ewan McGregor
when
as the bad
when
guy,
I
man.
Grabbed this trailer off
it's
Reddit...
It's Ewan McGregor as the bad guy, hands down, done.
When I grabbed this trailer off Reddit, the top comment says, I watched this trailer because Margot Robbie is hot. And I left this trailer going, wow, Ewan McGregor is hot.
Both are hot.
No, it's mostly him.
Both are hot.
No, she doesn't look hot to me in that. At all.
You have weird taste, and that doesn't suit
What's up, Swim? No, I'm not seeing that. That looks horrific,
That looks pretty good.
It does not look like Ocean's 11. They're not stealing anything.
It's Ocean's 11.
What are they stealing?
Something from Ewan McGregor. Harley Quinn. They're stealing Harley Quinn.
What's she being emancipated from?
Him.
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Why is she even with him to begin with?
He captured her, man.
She doesn't
City.
Look very captured.
Well, not in that part. This is, of course, what, Warner Brothers? They show all the best parts in the fucking trailers. They don't have a good time with, you know, teasing. They're
it's
just
Chris
like,
farting down the house.
Here it is. I don't know.
Chris, are you burning down the house?
That's a yes, because she left to go find a fire extinguisher. Something is on fire.
Right?
It does not smell like fire. It smells like incense
it
slash
like
candle.
A match.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go look.
Go look, man.
Right.
Go look. If you see smoke, warn me. I'll jump out the window. Let's see. What'd y'all say? Who doesn't really care to see this movie? Ballin', what? Why? Yeah. I'm giving it a shot. That looked better than I thought it was going to look. I'm assuming it's going to be better than Suicide Squad because, I mean, you can't really do much worse than that movie. So, I don't know. Taylor, he's checking to see if there is a fire in the apartment currently. So, if I leave in a quick fashion here shortly... That's why. No, it doesn't smell like that. It smells like someone lit a match, because smells very sulfuric. I don't know if that's the correct term by any means, but yeah, Suicide Squad was a big pile of trash. I mean, there were some scenes that could be redeemed if they were in other movies, but the whole thing together was terribly cut. It's a demon. It is October. So that's definitely possible. He said it smelled like smoke earlier. Well, it doesn't smell like smoke. It smells like fire. If that makes logical sense. It is spooky time, Taylor. He played this stupid damn song earlier, and it makes me upset that I'm actually clicking it. What's this one? Nope, that's the Christmas one. There you go. This piece of shit, I'm assuming you recall, it's the worst.
Halloween!
Hey, is your apartment on fire?
No.
What are you doing? What? Get in here, you fat. I'm watching the gentleman.
You fat!
I want you to play a game with me, Ray.
I don't want to play a game.
Oh, please.
No.
I said play a game.
You did a good job, man. It's proud of you.
Right.
Lovely.
What are we watching?
The gentleman.
Imagine a character.
What's this?
Your boss, Mickey.
No, your boyfriend's in it.
Yeah.
Blackmailing us, Fletcher.
Who's that one?
Sweet Mary Jane is.
Who's that?
My
what? Matthew McConaughey?
No.
On the other hand, is an old.
The Asian guy?
No.
The destroyer of worlds. You're out of touch.
That's Jackie Chan.
And I would like you to consider an offer.
That's Charlie Hunnam.
I am not for sale. The plot begins
that
to thicken. Now, I can't be specific about the heroes and zeros.
That was Colin Farrell.
Protagonist that is Colin Farrell.
Is a hungry animal.
Who is that?
There is a lot of money hanging in the balance.
He's that guy.
Our antagonist explodes on the scene like a millennial firework. And
Hugh Grant! That's who? That's Hugh Grant!
I think you need to see this, boss.
That's the one of my firearms. How do they find it?
I'm making inquiries.
His name is Fahok. We're spelt with a PA, so it sounds like Fahok.
Please!
All right, Fahok. Come to Fahok.
Please!
I can't tell. Are they in America?
If you smell smoke.
Oh, so this like movie, you have questions about the plot, but not the one with Margot Robbie's titties.
No. I just care for the tits and the dick.
House. All right.
And you are part of that house. In the jungle, the only way a lion survives, not by acting like a king.
But this is Guy Ritchie, so I mean, I want to see it.
You like Guy Ritchie?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really warming up now, isn't it?
The British departed.
There you go.
One rule in this jungle. When the lion's hungry, he eats.
One of her associates had an accident.
So you killed someone?
No, it was the gravity that killed him.
Do we need those phones?
You liked that one?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to judge you.
I liked
you.
His fucking King Arthur movie better than that.
I'm not going to judge you, okay? But I got a question.
Yo.
Are you gay?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to double check, okay? Which one do you want to watch now?
Like, how long have you questioned that?
I mean, I just never heard you say you officially were, you know?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Because, I mean... I feel like me and you are going to watch that movie for the same reason. It has nothing to do with the plot.
What's your reason?
I want to see sexy men do sexy things.
Which sexy man specifically?
But, well, I'm not very picky. Mm. But I know you're there for the Hunnam.
I am there for the Hunnam.
So I'll pick Colin Farrell because I like him.
He's going to be barely in it.
You think so?
Yeah. It's going to be Charlie Hunnam and Matthew McConaughey.
That's not fair, dude. I like Colin Farrell.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. I mean, Matthew McConaughey's fine. He's just overplayed.
Have you watched Hobbs and Shaw yet?
No, I have not.
Watch it.
I don't watch anything, man.
Watch it. You were all about that movie. You wanted to go see that in theaters, yeah. And you still haven't watched it?
I know. I wanted to see it with you, and you already saw it, so dreams are over, you know?
You're a piece of shit.
Why?
piece of shit.
Why?
You ruin everything.
What do you mean?
Star Wars, Game of Thrones, you dangle the plots right in front of my face.
Those things.
You just dangle
them. Because
you read
them.
What makes you think after those do I want to watch things with you?
You told me that you didn't want to see Hobbs and Shaw with me because you were worried I was going to ruin the plot of Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah, man. I was really concerned.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You do realize that the second you watched that show, you came back here and you told me the entire plot.
Yeah, but you didn't object. I objected to you every time.
You did not!
I did,
too. I never spoiled anything for you.
You jangled it like a fucking... like a steak in front of a dog, bro.
It's true. I did do that. Look at this. Seriously. Jokes aside.
Two objections.
Jokes of size. Jokes of size. Jokes aside. Words are said are hard. Okay?
That's good. Good job.
If you had a time machine, knowing what you know now,
yeah,
would you have rather me spoiled Game of Thrones for you?
That's hard. Because, yes, I would like to go into it thinking... well, no. Either way, I would have been disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, but your expectations
like,
would have been lowered.
Aren't right. They're
okay.
Going to do something different.
You would have denied it.
Or I did what I did, which is it will turn around. These first five episodes were really bad, but the sixth one...
Hey, the first two were good. I liked the first two.
First one was terrible.
Yeah, you
remember how mad I was after that?
I do.
It was just a goddamn hour-long recap episode.
God, why did we... Taylor, leave. You know what? No show Sunday because of Taylor. All right? Because she said Sansa was a queen. No show on Sunday. All right?
And she ain't my queen.
She ain't my queen either.
She ain't my queen.
Okay.
She's my queen.
Queen.
Dude, what did they win at the Emmys?
Hopefully, poop.
No, they won, like, best show or
best drama,
like
yeah.
Sons of bitches.
But it was collectively for... It's collectively for the entirety of the show, though.
Have they not won best drama before that?
I don't think
they
ever won best drama, no. It's like when Mad Men won, you know, its last season, or Breaking Bad won, you know. Like, Better Call Saul will win, like, its last season, you know. But it just sucks that their last season was garbage. And so was the season before that, and the season before that.
Six was fine.
What was six? Was that Bastards.
Battle of the Bastards.
That you like that one episode enough to elevate the entire High Sparrow thing?
Everything that was north was a good plot line.
Yeah, but everything that was south
was
cancer.
Wait, hold on. I also feel that the sixth season was the entire time Bran was in a tree.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was
that, makes
that
sense.
Season.
But he was learning good stories, and that's going to make him a good
king.
But,
yeah, it was kind of interesting to see the fucking history of the shit.
Yeah, so it could mean nothing at
also,
the
did you
end.
See the fucking... I saw a tweet earlier. It said HBO's first Game of Thrones prequel or something like that. It's called A Long Night.
Yeah.
We knew this already?
Yes, we've talked... when we talked about the thing that said, who's Naomi Watts? She's in that show. That's when we discussed it. November of last year.
No. Well, now it has a logo.
Oh, my God.
And it's the exact same Game of Thrones font.
I was about
font.
To say, is it the Game of Thrones font? It
yep,
just says The Long Night?
Snow on a black background.
Are there two lines through the O's?
I don't know.
What is the goose? Oh, I got a whoever that man is. He's my new favorite streamer. Who is this? Choco Taco, dude. Look at this goose.
That's a good emote.
Oh my God. That is a great emote.
It's better than the porg, for sure.
Oh, God, I forgot we used to have the porg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else you want to do, man? You want to watch something else? We got Kingsman Trailer 2.
Nope.
I kind of don't want to watch that because it's just going to make me sad. We got Richard Jewell.
I don't know what that one is.
We also got... Six Underground. This one says starring Ryan Reynolds. So.
Okay.
And then we got this one, which I'm more curious about. You ever heard of Lupin the Third? It's like an anime that used to be on Adult Swim. Well, this is a computer animated version. It's a movie that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the entire trailer's in Japanese, so we can mute it. But people are praising how well they adapted the anime art style
Into 3D?
Into 3D.
Let's watch that one.
Okay. Because I don't know anything about the show.
I mean, that looked real. That doesn't.
Just Pixar X, you know?
I want to
see some big, gigantic eyes, bro.
Well, I want to see some big, gigantic, you know. Give me some animes, you know what I mean? That's what they're for, right?
Anime's not hentai, bro. Is this National Treasure?
I have no idea. I think he's a detective.
You don't think Nick Cage is a detective in that movie? My boy Nick Cage.
You got it, man. You're right.
I mean, all the environments look amazing.
I mean, this looks pretty good, actually.
And I can definitely see the anime style.
Yeah. I think still, they did a really good job.
I'm, like,
job.
Waiting for, like, those, you know, like the speed lines. Well, that was kind of close.
Yeah, it's not as stylistically.
Right.
As anime, agreed. Agreed. But, I mean, honestly, that looked pretty good. From, like, animation standpoint.
That opening scene before I saw the humans.
Yeah, it looks real, yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, man. I think that's pretty hype, dude.
Not hype.
I'd watch it in English.
I'm not watching shit.
You wouldn't watch that? You want to see what Lupin the Third looks like as a cartoon? I kind of do now, right?
Sure.
Lupin the Third. Yeah, see, here's what he looks like.
This looks like 90s shit.
Dude, it is, dude. This is like old people shows. It's a classic, man. This is like Transformers, but for Japan, I think. Uh-huh. Like, they're literally saying... Oh. Not hentai, huh? That's what you're going to tell me?
Did that come out of her snatch?
It sure did. You're going to tell me that's not hentai?
It's pretty close.
Okay.
I mean, this looks like the Japanese version of Inspector Gadget.
I mean, look at those things. One of them's a fine gravity.
I think they toned that down for the 3D version.
Well, that's BS, dude. Tone it up. I want to watch it with 3D glasses and lose an eye!
I love the theme song.
Yeah, very famous theme song. I mean, honestly, this is the opening. Like, when the show starts, I'm going to be disappointed. If they just ran this for 20 minutes, you know, him just being punched by boxing gloves coming out of women's cooters, I'd be all into this, dude. All right, now it's going to be ruined. Here we go.
Oh, this is an episode.
Yeah. Hong Kong, dude! Oh, yeah.
So far, pretty good.
You like this so far? I mean, that guy's in the movie trailer, that dude.
Gumon Ishinakawa.
Sydney.
Pull. Another.
Oh, it's a man.
Pull. What? Huh? Pull. Pull.
This is who Colby dreamed to be.
Pull.
Desuki Jijin.
Hawaii.
Here's for you, bro.
Come on, dude.
Fujiko, I love you. Will you marry me?
You're trying to muscle in with my woman.
She's too young for you. She's too beautiful. Stay away from her.
You young punk.
How's that not hentai thing working out for you?
Oh, buddy.
How's
what
that?
What a first episode.
How's this? How's that not hentai thing working for you, man?
That's close.
How's it not? How's that working out?
Channel strike.
No, hey, it's cartoons,
dude. I don't
know
if you've heard about this or not, but the Sirloin is the first of an entirely new class of super luxury liner. It's absolutely
the
incredible.
Sirloin?
I don't know what we're watching.
Anyway, she's leaving from Lisbon on the 3rd for her maiden round-the-world voyage, and since it sounded like a great excuse for a reunion, I took the liberty of booking passage for all of us. So, don't send regrets, just be...
I'm gonna be honest, I feel like we could have just sat there and watched that.
Oh, we could have.
Should we go and watch Lupin the anime? Because
I mean, jeez.
I mean, they hit us with fire music and big old titties right at the beginning of the show, dude. I mean, what else do we need?
I don't think anything. Gunplay, martial arts. I didn't see any blood.
There was some blood when he was punching people.
Blood, boobs.
We didn't have any bad language.
Maybe if we let it play.
I
don't know the rating system over there in Japan.
Well, I know it was on Adult Swim, so I don't.
Yeah, it's possible.
Like, do you ever think, hey, maybe I should watch some anime?
I hear people talk about it all the fucking time.
Right? Like, I mean,
they had a cooter punch in the opening of the fucking show.
They did. Mina says, don't, you'll get sucked in. Okay. So when I was, it was actually during this Adult Swim era, so it had to be 03, 04, 05, 06, probably in those years when I was watching Adult Swim. That was like my Aqua Teen phase and all that stuff, all right?
Yeah.
It was before Squidbillies came out and ruined Adult Swim, and they realized that no longer can we make normal shows that are funny. Now everything's got to be people who do shrooms write scripts, okay? So
makes sense.
That's when I got off the Adult Swim train.
Right.
Okay, this is back in the Futurama, Family Guy bookends, anime at nights. I used to watch Cowboy Bebop.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I loved it. Loved it. It's the only anime that I've seen, like, start to finish. But that was 15 years ago. Like, I don't really...
I loved Avatar. Avatar was really
good. Oh, the Airbender?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that?
I watched the whole show, stoned as shit, in my high school days.
See, stoned, though. Like, I don't want to watch things under the influence. I want to enjoy them for what they are.
No. It's way better stoned.
You just said no to me, so matter of fact. No. No.
I mean, you're just wrong.
I mean, I guess when I'm wrong. But, dude, I don't know. I just remember that that was so good, but I don't really remember anything about it.
Yeah.
But I know it's critically acclaimed, and I know that Lupin's critically acclaimed, and so why don't I go back? Like, you think it's on our site?
Probably not. Wait, which one? Cowboy or Lupin?
Either.
Probably not.
Why did... It should be, right? How many episodes... Also, another problem with these animes is, like, 400,000 episodes.
That is true. It took forever to get through all of Avatar.
Yeah, like, they're huge, right? Did you watch the,
It got forever. It took forever.
Did you watch the,
Hair?
Brown. Cape?
Black woman.
Gave Ari a script that had Ari on every page. Shyamalan. Did you watch the Shyamalan movie?
What Shyamalan movie?
The Airbender movie.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, that was bad.
Okay. All right.
It was cool to see the live action, you know, because the whole get of the show is they're...
Dude.
Oh, fuck. What is this? I don't know. Bend elements. Thank you, Menace. I didn't know how to fucking say it in any
air
way.
Airbender.
Air, water...
He's an
fire,
air, he's an
earth,
air bender.
He
bends it.
It was cool to see all four of those in live action with CGI and stuff.
Okay.
Other than that, horrible. They picked all white people.
See, they only have movie. They only have the movie. But they don't have...
Well, yeah, man, the show isn't Jesus. This website isn't Jesus. It doesn't have
anything. Well, it should be!
It doesn't. You know what I want to watch? Reno 911. It's not on there.
Dude, that should be now. I want to watch that.
I know. The only way you can watch that whole show is box set or Comedy Central subscription.
That's BS,
That's the
dude.
Only way.
That's BS.
I checked Hulu. Not on Hulu.
What about Crunchyroll? Is that free?
No.
Isn't that where all of them are?
That is where all of them are, but that is not free.
Well, it says try premium, so what's not premium? Like, what do you get to watch without premium?
I don't fucking know. Maybe it is free.
I feel like I'm getting on a watch list from going to this website.
Nah.
You don't think so?
You know how many people go to this fucking website?
Dude, this website right here looks like a porn website from 2003. I used to see Matthew on these websites.
Oh, yeah. I'm not denying that, but I'm just saying that Matthew, this is a very popular site.
Matthew used to go on these websites and tell people...
Dude, this was on Apple TV.
...to have anal sex, because then you could still be a virgin. He would give that advice to children.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Like, he would go on there and he would tell people that he was a preacher. And they would ask him for advice.
I forgot he did want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucked up.
He texts me today, dude. I shouldn't read these on the air, but whatever. Okay. He texts me today and he said this.
Everybody click that link. Take a look.
Don't click that link. Well, that one's okay.
How many texts?
Well, we send a lot of stuff. But most of our stuff is like, you know, just like, yeah, I send that. He sends back that. Yeah. Or like, he sends this. Do you see what I responded?
It is very true. Is that a fucking... What kind of hat is that?
Dude... I think it's a trilby.
Yeah.
No, it's a bowler hat.
Bowler,
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Driver cap?
I think bowler is correct.
He said, so I just realized a while ago I missed out on a lot of stuff with you. And I said, what do you mean?
Because what does that mean?
Uh-huh.
And then he said, you have always been so open and go with the flow. You tried to get me out of my shell and I never budged. Yet here I am wishing I was not so stuck in the mud when I was a youth.
So he's nostalgic?
I said, any particular reason? I said, because I was definitely more buttoned down than you make me out to be. And then he said, you have a cavalier view on life. And I didn't know what to say, so that's where the conversation ended. What is
Who
that?
Who says that to another person?
But what do I say back?
Thanks.
Thanks, bro. And then I give him like a fist.
Yeah, bravo.
Like, he's clearly regret something, right? Like, he's like, man, I shouldn't have passed up that orgy in 11th grade. Like, that would be the only thing I think of that he would like.
Probably.
But, I mean, we didn't have no orgies.
No, but he's just feeling nostalgic.
I've had two girlfriends. I married both of them.
You know we always looked up to you.
Why?
Because you were an outgoing person.
I was?
You put off a great
personality. When have we gone out? Ever.
Okay, you want to know a story?
Yeah.
Here's a story.
Let's hear a story.
It's somewhat touching. You know, it's more sensitive than what I'm used to.
No, don't tell any stories that I touched you.
I stuck my finger up your butt.
God, I knew you were going to tell that story.
No, okay, so it was when we were doing Beautiful Monsters.
Okay.
I believe we were doing the live show at Borders.
Okay.
And
this would have been like April of 08.
There was a huge line.
Uh-huh.
Of just straight females, because this was the midnight release for the last Twilight book.
Yes.
And, like, you...
Makes sense.
Like, made an announcement to everyone.
Okay.
And just were calm and collected, and your words made sense. You didn't stutter once. And then we left. And then while we were leaving, I was like, how the fuck does he do that?
That's just what I do.
Yeah. So that's what I mean by more outgoing than me or Matthew.
Yeah,
me and Matthew are both kind of quiet and like.
Yeah, but what you just named is the only thing I'm good at.
What, public speaking?
Yeah, just talking in general.
Yeah. And it doesn't even mean that you weren't self-conscious about doing it. It just means that how I saw it, came off very self-confident.
No, I get it. Like, it's something you wish you could do, which is why you do this. I get that. But that's the only thing I did well.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it, like, that doesn't make me cavalier.
It does.
No, it doesn't. It does. Doesn't.
I know what cavalier means, and that's what
it means. Who LeBron James played for.
Yeah, man. Why do you think he's so dapper?
He's having orgies.
He's having taco orgies. That man is on a kick about Taco Tuesdays, bro. You see he tried to copyright that shit?
No,
yeah, he tried to copyright Taco Tuesday.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
The king?
The king.
The basketball man?
The basketball man.
What? Does he have time to care about tacos?
Yeah, man. He does Taco Tuesday every fucking Tuesday.
And he
posts on social, and he's just partying with his family, and they just fucking have tacos. And he's a big Taco Tuesday guy. I don't know why. Have no idea why. You didn't see this? And he tried to copyright the phrase Taco Tuesday.
Dude, I love...
And he got denied.
I wanted to be clear. I love LeBron James. But Dwight is right. We need a new plague.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, for all that, all the shit that guy gets, respect, though.
Oh, for sure.
Respect.
I mean, I don't give him any
trouble. The man hasn't gotten in any trouble, hasn't had any, like,
he's,
you know.
He's barely had injuries.
He's been with the same woman since high school.
He is the Tom Brady of basketball.
Dude, he really fucking is.
He is.
Absolutely.
He really is. There's
dude,
not very
he's
many
He's about
people.
To be coming back strong this season,
Yeah, dude,
though.
And he's playing for my team. Yeah,
you
let's
got
go.
Anthony Davis there, too, bro.
Yeah, you the bro, man. He did. He opened a school for kids in need, and that's putting it lightly. Like, he, like, owns the school and, like, pays for everything.
Well, and he also paid for at least 1,000 kids to go to college, full ride.
Well, he's got $6 billion.
Yeah, so. the man is a good person.
And he's having Taco Tuesdays with his family.
Now,
that's actually, you know, pretty incredible. I did a full circle
full
on this.
Full respect, bro.
Yeah, I did a full 180.
Full respect.
I went from just hating him because I'm jealous of his
he's
life.
He's a bitch on the basketball court.
Is he?
Yeah.
Tom Brady isn't on the football field.
Oh, I'm not. Did I ever say he wasn't?
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Okay.
I just want to make sure. It's Brett in the list?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Both. Fuck Tom Brady. Fuck him. And his beautiful goddamn face.
My God. I didn't realize he had
respect, but he also threw his daughter into a lake from a very high cliff, and people gave him shit about it on the internet.
That sounds awesome, dude. How high? Did she die?
No.
Then she's fine.
Probably like 30, 40 feet.
It's water!
Yeah.
What's wrong with throwing your kid into some water?
I don't know. People were like, she didn't want to do it.
How does they know that? They weren't there!
Back the fuck up. I'm watching Mad Men, and like the kids make the drinks. And tongue gags his son?
Apparently he made out with his kid.
I don't think.
If I, okay, so 2 weeks ago I searched young Jewish girls.
Now
if
you're going to search,
I searched Tom
Brady
kisses.
Kid.
Okay, look, Hammy did it for me. Goblin. God.
In a documentary called Tom vs. Time, there's a scene showing five times.
You know, this is enough. Whatever's happening here is enough.
It's a goddamn massage.
Super Bowl winner Tom Brady getting a massage. Then his 11-year-old son comes in the room and asks him if he can check his fantasy football standings.
I was wondering if I could check my fantasy team.
What do I get?
You know, Jack, everything comes at a cost, bud.
That was like a peck.
The second kiss shared by father and son prompted tweets from viewers using words like very disturbing and uncomfortably long. So we asked New Yorkers what they thought.
You know, I'm not going to say I felt completely normal through that. First one was fine. That's all you needed.
Yeah, I thought when he did the first one, I was really about to jump on a goblin and be like, that's not that bad.
Yeah. Second one, though.
And he complained about it. He literally said that was a peck.
We're just dirty-minded people.
No, I don't think we are.
I hope we are. For Britt's sake.
Do you think Britt's seen that?
I doubt it.
I would love to hear her freaking linguistic gymnastics trying to get around that.
That was odd.
No, odds. That's borderline rape.
That was like a 2 second kiss.
That's his mouth was open.
Mm-hmm.
Look, dude, if I showed you this with no context, are you calling the police? Yeah.
I've kissed parents on the lips, but no more than a fucking peck.
Yeah. And I think once you reach like a certain age, you're too, like my son's 10. No more lip kissing.
Not from you.
What's that mean?
Definitely not from you. Not from the dad.
Okay. My mom, I don't know. I think the mom is too old, too.
Really?
Yeah. At 10 years old, he feels like an actual kid now.
Mm.
It, like, he's not a baby anymore.
Mm. That's passable.
Oh, no, dude. I feel like when he starts holding adult-style conversations with you, it's time to stop kissing his lips. If he's old enough to play fantasy football, he's too old to be kissing people on the lips.
I mean, 11's pushing it.
11's pushing it? Yeah, you don't say. I feel dirty. Do you feel dirty?
Like my mom kissed me after 11.
I don't know, dude.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah, weird's a way to describe that.
Yeah. Peck was fine. If it stopped at the first one, and he was 11, fine. I would defend that.
Your mom didn't say
died.
That was weak. Let's do it again.
That's true. That's true.
Oh. Wow, I'm never going to be able to look at Tom Brady the same way.
Well, all right. Honestly, now that I'm analyzing this more, it's the kid's fault.
What?
Okay, it wasn't the kid's fault for the fact that it happened a second time. It was the kid's fault for how long it lasted, because the man was laying down. His head couldn't
move back. Whoa, so Tom Brady couldn't get away?
No, he couldn't get away. He couldn't be like, oh, okay. That one's better.
Are you saying that Tom Brady was sexually assaulted by his 11-year-old son?
Blame the victim. Kevin Spacey's innocent.
This might be the lowest you've ever gone.
No.
It might be.
It was mainly a joke, but also he couldn't pull away. That's the only credit I'd give to him in that situation.
I think if I'm going to rationalize it, my first rationalization is there are TV cameras in the room. Let's make it a show for him.
Just now watching this video? Okay, so she has seen it.
Britt, I got news for you. Our lives don't revolve around Tom Brady and what he does to his children. He's tossing them off cliffs. He's kissing them deep with tongue. All right, this ain't my life. This is your life. He's your man. My man's out there celebrating Taco Tuesday and building schools for the world who's underprivileged.
How about we combine our theories here?
So, Tom Brady was raped on camera for views. Boom, merged.
I mean, somewhat, but not described in that way.
I keep giving you a chance to backpedal out of this.
No, shut up.
And you keep
peddling
a little harder.
He definitely asked for a second one because he was on camera and wanted to look like a loving.
Yes.
But then he got a long kiss he wasn't ready for and couldn't fucking back out of it.
Why couldn't he? Well, I guess he could have been like, don't do that, but if he's on camera, he doesn't want to embarrass his kid.
That's something his publicist should have probably not had let seen.
Yeah, how did that get out?
Don't know. Well, that was fun. That was a good show ender right there.
When the Patriots are in the Super Bowl at the end of this year, I'm just going to print out that thumbnail and I'm going to hang it on the corner of my TV while we're watching it. Okay.
Just that picture in picture. Just that video on repeat.
Yeah. He also kisses the Patriots on our lips. That's less weird to me for some reason. Like, if Colby and I won the lottery.
Oh, because he's sucking that dude's dick.
Well, we might kiss each other on the lips. I could see that. If something really monumentous happened to us, we could do it.
Oh, for sure.
Just in the moment, I could see that
happen.
Also,
who are you to judge? Maybe he likes it.
Yeah. Well, we know what he likes. We've seen video footage now of the craft man.
Him. Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we've seen that too. Britt likes some weird people.
She doesn't like them as people. She likes them as good.
Oh yeah. Let's just separate
employees.
Hitler. Let's just separate Auschwitz from the good roads.
People do that all the time. I literally did that last weekend.
Why are you? Do you have the world's biggest shovel you just bought? Like, what are you doing, dude?
I definitely said that at Susan's wedding last weekend.
I have so
like
many
not.
Questions.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
This wedding is the best thing I've seen since Hitler's Rhodes.
Not that joke. Nope.
The other half of that joke was Auschwitz, so I sure hope you didn't say anything about that at the wedding.
I did not, no.
What did you say?
I can't remember. I fucking drank that night.
I drank a lot. Not only did I probably have 16 to 20 beers, I had 3 shots.
When was this?
It was Saturday night.
Oh, okay. That's why we didn't do a Sunday show.
Well, no. The reason why
I canceled. But, like, that's when you said I'm dead to the world. That's what
that meant. That's exactly.
We're not going to do a show this Sunday either, by the way.
Why the fuck not?
I got too much work to do.
This is just your excuse for not doing a Sunday
show. No, I'm not going to do it this week.
You don't have work.
I have work, man. I got to do work.
Shit.
I got to do work. I got to do work. I got to work on Rennie's logo.
No, you don't. Because that's on my plate.
Yeah.
And I'm working real hard on it.
It's moldy and it's got flies swarming around.
I have put that in a very safe space and I'm meditating on it.
Can we?
It takes 6 to 24 months.
Does it worry you at all that Britt said in chat, I like winners, but she's dating you?
Do I ask that to myself every day?
All right, well, I have a lot of tabs we didn't get to.
Let's go.
Nope.
Blast speed.
Why? They're gone. Scary time, dude. Don't you want to do the scary games?
Let's go. I gotta pee.
All right. See, I knew you wanted to end. I knew you wanted to end anyway. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so guys, we're going to end the show, but we're not really going to end it. Halloween, Halloween. I expected that to start over. Guys, thanks for watching. We're going to come back in about 5 minutes, by the way. We're going to play Man of Medan. It's a game by the people who made Until Dawn.
Keep going.
You know what's funny is that this song from Tron Legacy, when I used to put the show up on YouTube, the Halloween Spooks people would steal the copyright. Not Jeff Bridges.
Not Daft Punk.
Not Daft Punk. It was the Halloween Spooks people.
A digital frontier.
They would get the flag.
I tried to picture clusters of information as they moved through the computer. What did they look like?
We have to wait. Just give us a second.
Ships, motorcycles.
Motorcycles?
Were the circuits like freeways?
Who were they?
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see.
But then...
And then...
One day!
One day...
I got in!
I got in.
Got in!
That.
That song's great, bro.
I mean, it is. All right.
You know, I go to work all the time, and I want work music, and okay. I never know what to fucking play,
uh-huh.
So I end up playing EDM bullshit. And you just have this on a goddamn loop all the time.
Yeah, dude.
I always forget about this movie. And soundtrack. They're both fantastic.
EDM?
Yeah.
I thought you listened to, like, metal, dude.
I don't listen to metal when I work. When I work out, I listen to metal. When I work, metal's distracting.
I'm so confused, dude.
Shut up.
But okay.
In the show.
All right. So we're going to get out of here, but we're going to be back in 5 minutes, and we're going to play Man of Medan.
Man
Ball
of
and
Medan.
Hobo. If it's really
Give
good, sure.
Sand.
We'll continue it.
Put it in my hand and shove it in your flan, bro. Rap God.
You're the only person I've ever heard say it's good. So we're going to try it out. We're going to turn off all the lights in the studio. We're going to turn on the night shot on the camera. It's going to be green and spooky. Okay, Menace. I'm waiting. So, we're going to get out of here, but we're actually going to take a quick break. So if you're watching... Okay. Sounds good, Menace. Sounds good, dude. So if you're watching, we'll get out of here. Come back in 5 minutes. If you're not watching, we'll be back next Thursday. More fun. More thrills. Okay? Thanks for hanging out tonight. Take a quick break. SouthernColby.com for everything. You know. All right?
My window.
We'll be back in just a second.
I wish that the children could see, but I can't find.